Welcome to the horribly perfect summer spectacular, starring John Dee, Westy, and Jimmy Napalm, featuring Sean Connery and our special musical guest, the Bee Gees. And now, on with the show.
Well, thank you, Bert. West, John, great to see you guys. Fantastic having everybody in the studio. What an audience we have today.
Guys, it's great to see you guys. I haven't seen you guys forever.
I know. How's your summer been?
It's going by really, really fast, actually. I can't believe it's almost already August, right? It's kind of crazy.
I know.
But yeah, no, this summer has been a lot of driving Jake around to his hockey stuff, his baseball stuff. We just were in Maine this past weekend for a baseball tournament.
Yeah.
We're in Rockland this week this for a hockey showcase thing. So a lot of driving around the boy. And then, hopefully we'll get to the Cape next week. That'll be our week at the Cape. Looking forward to that. Really looking forward to that. Cause that is, even though it's later in the summer that we usually go, it's, hit the bridge and ready to go. It's summertime.
And then soon you'll be back at school. So,
and then we're back at school, which it's all right. It's all good. All good. John, how about you?
Been good. Yeah. Like you said, going by fast, been, obviously down to Orlando where I always go, and then up to the mountains of New Hampshire is another thing that I do in the summer. So it's been great. It's been relaxing and it's been hot recently. I don't like
it. It's kind of funny. I actually have a bit of a different, I am being haunted by Mazzy Star.
Really?
So for those of you who aren't familiar or haven't heard the episode, it was called How to Live in a Box, in which Mazzy Star was discussed, and then they've been discussed ever since. Mazzy Star is a band, and especially this song Fade Into You. So I went to a wedding in May and the bride came down to Fade Into You. Walked down the aisle.
Okay.
I've been listening to this podcast called 60 Songs That Explain the 90s. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. Nope. They're actually on song like 104 right now, so the title doesn't quite match up. It's kind of like having a title called like Horribly Perfect and then just going to wherever. But they did an entire episode on Fade Into You, which I could not do justice to because they went deep into it. And then I watched, I finished the last season of Rick and Morty, and there was kind of there was an episode in which they used not Fade Into You, but they used the song Look On Down From the Bridge. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that one. Fade Into You sound like the Humpty Dance. It is so depressing. It's like Fade Into You minus one, right? And then I realized Rick and Morty actually used that song twice for two different episodes. But jeez. I really just can't get away from Mazzy Star. So no matter what happens, it's following me. So,
well, funny story, you bring that up. So last night we happened to be just hanging around. Everybody was home for the first time. I don't even know, probably first time all summer. We're all sitting around. And I guess there's this thing on TikTok where you do blind karaoke, right? So like the karaoke is behind the person and the person, the music starts and the person has to guess the song. It's kind of like a little game they play.
Okay.
Right. So we did that last night and, with one of the songs that we played for, I forget who we played. I think for CJ, it was Mazzy Star's Fade Into You. And all my kids knew it. Like, I don't, like, it must be a TikTok thing or something. I don't know, but.
Timeless classic.
Oh, it is. That song's great. I love that song.
Because all kids basically are depressed. So this kind of pushes.
Yeah, maybe.
Into.
Yeah. So yeah, just last night we listened to Fade Into You. So we actually sang it too as a family. It sounded great. Just like the Osmonds.
So, Mazzy Star, if you're listening, stop haunting me. Enough is enough.
Leave the man alone.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Sean Connery.
Yes, it's good to be here at Horribly Perfect. Good to see you, Westy and John D. How are you today? Thanks for having me on your fantastic summer spectacular.
Well, thanks for being here, Sean. It's good to see you or hear you.
Yes. So I was wondering if we could do perhaps a skit of some sort, maybe a classic scene from our 1964 film Goldfinger.
Yes, ooh. I remember. That's the one where, Mr. Bond, you're actually in a perilous situation and with no escape.
That's right. I'm tied down to a table, and I believe there's a giant laser that is going to cut me in half. So, Westy, maybe John could be the narrator, and well, it sounds like he already set the scene, but maybe Westy, you could be the you could be Goldfinger, and I will be, of course, Mr. James Bond.
I would be honored to do that with you, Mr. Connery.
Okay, so let's start that. So, John, do you just want to kind of again set
Yeah,
the scene?
as Mr. Bond is strapped to a table with a laser quickly approaching him, he has no way to escape. And we'll take the scene from there.
So, and by the way, West, it's really me. It's Jim. I'm just pretending. I'm James Bond.
So, West, so do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
That's not what your mother said.
Boy, fellas, that was great, wasn't it? It was so nice for Sean Connery to stop by, and who knew that he was still alive?
Crazy. I had no idea.
Yeah.
He escaped another treacherous situation.
He sure
Shit.
did.
Such an honor to have him with us.
Really, especially for this fabulous, spectacular. We got so over the summer we got some feedback, some viewer mail, if you will, or listener, I suppose, mail. Would you guys like to hear it?
Course.
I would love to. Obviously, it's my
We
favorite
do
things.
this for the people. We should hear from the people.
Exactly.
So we got two. The first one is from somebody named Butler from Burlington, Massachusetts. I don't know if that's the person's name or what they do for work, but they write, or she writes, John D. Why do you hate the Bruins franchise so badly? Temporarily moved, and I'm reading this verbatim, by the way. Temporarily moved to New Jersey or something bigger? Question mark. I had a temporary dislike when they got rid of Marchie. I don't.
I hate everything. I hate everything about the franchise. I hate that they're a loser franchise that has won Stanley Cup in 50 years, and they really the ownership only cares about the money, and I just don't like them. Don't like anything about them
And
more
you
than
feel like we
anything.
covered
More
that
than
kind of extensively in that episode, did we
yeah,
not?
I you know, Butler, you got to pay attention. I have
Seriously.
very good reasons.
Any plans to move to New Jersey or anything?
No, I mean, what is this, the 40s where you have to live close to with the team you root for? I mean, I can watch every game for every team for every sport at live, right? What does geography have to do with it?
Right. So we're going to continue on to the. She's got two more questions. This wasn't just one
Am I
question.
taking a beating the whole
Cool.
time,
Hard question.
No, no.
All right.
We're done with you, I think.
Thank you.
Next one. Jimmy Napalm. Apparently, Mart was still with Marshawn. Marchie heard your podcast and wanted to change your thoughts. He was sent away and had an amazing season to win the cup. So hoping for his continued success after the Bruins. Not really a question. She's just stating that. So I don't
Again,
know.
loser franchise. He leaves 10 minutes later. It was a Stanley Cup.
I don't actually remember ever bringing up Brad Marchand, but I'm glad that at least I made this letter. And then lastly, Westy, this is for you, West. Westy, did your son Jake's team win it this year? Baseball and hockey. That's her question.
Well, unfortunately, no. They did not. They had a very good hockey season, but missed a playoffs by a point, which were the first time in 15 years they made the playoffs. But we did beat our rival North Attleboro 1-0. First time in 17 years we've beaten them. The boy had a 37 save shutout, so that was a good game. But yeah, no championships. It's all right though.
All right.
Very
And then
nice. Thanks for asking that question, though, Butler. I appreciate that.
she signs off. Have a great summer, newly minted listener,
Ooh.
XOXOOX. And then
Ooh. Ooh, twist at the end.
parentheses, why was this kept a secret? You guys still crack me up. So that's from Butler. So
That
thank you.
makes me feel good.
All right. Thank you, Butler.
I like
Our
very nice. Thank you.
yeah, thank you.
second piece is just addressed to John.
Oh, here
This is from Swede in Swampscott, Massachusetts.
we go.
Let's see here. He writes in to say, John hates, apparently Wes, me and you were just the sidelines for this. This is the John show. John hates Cam Neely with a passion. Hold on,
Absolutely.
there's a question in there. Hold on. I remember, this is Swede talking. I remember it so vividly because I, the guy who couldn't skate, kept debating JD, the actual hockey player, about Cam Neely. Looking back, it's clear how ridiculous that was. JD was right. Total hockey genius. Ask him if he remembers those conversations or if I am right about why he hates him. It could just be that he doesn't like Cam because he was one of the kids he didn't treat nicely. So just to go back, did Cam, were you one of the kids that Cam didn't treat nicely?
I don't think I've ever met Cam, and I always thought, right, my Cam Neely is everyone else did the hard work, and Cam Neely planted his ass in front of the net. And Adam Oates is doing all the work, and even Westie's boy Craig Janney's doing all the work,
Yeah, shout out to Craig Janney.
but Cam, big Cam smash.
Do you remember sitting next to Swede and talking about this? I don't know when. There's no date.
I mean, it was 1987. Sure, probably. I can't deny it. And yeah, Cam Neely is a Hall of Famer. It doesn't mean I have to like him.
The best part of that question was, did he treat you poorly as a kid? Yeah, when you were, did
I
he treat you poorly as a 16 and 17 year old?
don't know.
Can you
No, yes, I don't know.
show me on this glove where Cam touched you?
And he's a hell of a hockey ops guy too.
Well,
Him and Don are really knocking it out of the park.
all right, so that wraps up our viewer mail. As always, if you have anything, if you'd like to continue this conversation, you can hit us at sabmediagroup@gmail.com, or you can text us, or if you're in Wesley's neighborhood, just drop by and just knock on the door. He likes to talk to people.
Anytime. Door's always open.
That's right.
Here's our special musical guest, the Bee Gees.
How can you mend a broken heart?
How can you stop the rain from falling down?
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. The reveal of the season 3 topic of Horribly Perfect.
All right, are you guys ready? So, we are going to talk about what the topic is for the third season of Horribly Perfect. I know, like, to John, it'll be a total surprise even though we've talked about it, but we'll go over it again.
I'm
So,
sure our listeners are on the edge of their seats.
both of
Yes,
you.
John is.
I can't wait to get some feedback from Butler asking about this. So it is going to be called Horribly Hateable. So season 3 is Horribly Hateable, and we're going to mix things up a little bit. So we'll see if you remember this. All three of us, as always, will pick a subject. However, instead of letting each other know what the subject is ahead of time, we will not. So we will reveal our topic live at the show. The topic is something or someone or what have you that we individually hate. And I'm going to guess that John can't do the Bruins because he's already done
Oh,
15
God,
episodes.
no.
He's already done
Yeah,
15
cannot.
episodes on the Bruins. But so we will all go into this kind of naked as to see if how it goes. It's going to be a lot of heavy lifting on the person with the hate, but if you do hate, then you should do well. And I will kick it off with a subject that nobody will guess.
All right.
Exciting.
I'm intrigued.
Any additional questions as to how this will work?
Is the goal to pick something beloved, dare I
That
say,
was my question.
cherished?
So, yeah, that was my question. Like, are we going to pick something that most people find pleasing, and we, as the cantankerous group, the one of us that always is like, no, I hate that.
just something that you individually hate strongly enough that you can give reasons why. So
I got my topic.
yeah, see, and I've already I had
Oh,
like
me too.
yeah, it's gonna be great. So we'll do the first episode, and if it goes horribly awry, we'll shift gears. So
The list of things I hate is much bigger than the list of things I like, so.
Right.
right, you can only pick one though.
And of course, I'm going right at something that everyone loves.
Not the Bruins.
That's definitely John.
No, but you guys know me.
Santa Claus.
Pee Wee Herman.
Broader topic.
The Royal Hawaiian.
Ooh, no.
Ooh.
That's our show. And do you guys have any parting words before we hand it back to Bert?
No, I love the variety format that we did. That was great. Like, special guest stars coming. Like, seriously, who knew how big would we get, right? Like, we have Sean Connery and the Bee Gees. Like, come on, like.
And Burt Reynolds narrating. This is, we've reached the big time.
We really have.
If you could have three dead people on your podcast, then you've made it.
I agree.
So we'll see everybody in September. And with that, take it away, Bert.
Well, that's all, folks. For John, West, Jimmy, Sean, and the Bee Gees, I'm Bert. And we hope you all had a great time with us tonight. See you soon for season three. This presentation has been brought to you by Sab Productions, the home of real bad media.